singing every word that
Love Talk Radio.
Not the middle, the bridge of the song, and they just kept singing word for word. And I mentioned to the owner, the CEO of the place, that is probably one of the most profound moments of my life, even more so than winning an award, because an award is just a physical accolade. You know, it's just when your music really resonates to the point where somebody says, you know, we deem it important enough to play it for our residents daily, that just was shocking to me.
And the change in that music helps to change somebody and helps them to be able to get in touch with their feelings and their emotions for the first time. And it's through the identification, you know, identifying with, you know, putting that $50 through the hole, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the kids, you know, they knew it was the real deal. And, you know, it was, and, you know, there's no, you know, to get an addict's attention is half the battle. You know, once you get their attention, you know, you're almost positively, assuredly going to plant a seed. You know, so they couldn't get nobody to get my attention when they said, "You need to go to a meeting." You know, yeah, soon. You know, but
if you're not ready, I mean, here's the good news. If you're ready, I mean, remarkable things are going to happen for you. But at the same token, I've seen people that you would think weren't ready, and that's why I'm not God, because basically what happens is you think they're not ready, and then the next thing you know, they're on fire, you know, and the right thing happens, you know. Maybe that song that they're hearing, you know, finally clicks, or maybe that book that they're reading finally clicks. Something finally happens and it clicks. I mean, I a lot of the times I think, Richie, it's between a God and the individual.
It is, and, you know, it's amazing, but, you know, with all the social networks, I get at least 10 messages daily from people who were moved by, you know, either the song in the rooms or Last House on the Block, and just heartfelt things, like I felt like getting high today, and I listened to that song, and it got me through the day, you know, minute by minute, and it's just oh well, thank you, you're a godsend, you know, it's very profound.
When you think back, I mean, because let's look at it, your career has spanned almost 50 years, and you know, you started out with the Rich Kids in Long Island. You ended up doing Hair, the musical. You ended up doing your own things as far as musically with the Super Jamboree.
Right.
You started to, like, move forward in your life, and you got hooked up with Steven Tyler and Joe Perry and Aerosmith Boys, and you wrote songs for them, and then you started writing songs for other artists. You were actually writing for EMI or somebody like that at that point, weren't you?
Yeah, I was a staff writer for 17 years, and, you know, I had, you know, hits with Tom Jones, and I had Air Supply's first number one hit in Europe called Keeping the Love Alive before they even broke in America. So, you know, and Ozzy, and, you know, just I've been blessed. You know, just it's been an amazing ride for me.
You've been on our show a lot over the last, you know, 3 years, and Rockers in Recovery. The first show Rockers in Recovery actually ever did on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio network platform, Richie was the first guest. Now, he had been guest on other shows that we had done, but the first kickoff show, Richie was our first guest. It was 8 days clean, and then you followed and you hung out with us for almost the whole hour.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you have said periodically over the years is that you understand that if, you know, as far down the scale you had gone, because I've seen pictures, so I've actually had the opportunity to see some of the pictures of how far down the scale you've gone. And for you to be able to tell people, listen, if you can do it, anybody can do it, is a very true statement. And you feel that in your heart, don't you?
I mean, yeah. I mean, listen, I mean, you know, if you look up in the dictionary, you know, falling from grace, you'll probably see my picture there, because, you know, from a rock and roll, from a rock star perspective, I went from, you know, Madison Square Garden to Rikers Island. And, my drugs took me to jail. I mean, not that I committed an offense or violated anybody else, but I was doing substances that were illegal, and somebody ratted me out, and they caught me with a truckload full of stuff, you know, because I had that big a habit, and I was facing some jail time, you know. And so, yeah, I was, that's where the last house on the block came from, because that really is a timeline of my life, that song. So it was easy to write.
Here's what I love about being able to speak with Richie and other folks in the industry, the music industry, that are in recovery. They make no bones about it. They let you know exactly where they came from and the hurt, shame, and degradation that comes from active using. If you would like to, of course, chat with Richie, you can join him on Facebook at Richie Supa, of course, on Facebook. You can also go to richiesupa.com. Now, you can download music, and again, artists today, and I know Richie personally, and I got to tell you that Richie has always stated that he puts music out there, and you know, if something comes back, great, but if not, he's putting it out there because he wants to help people and he wants to be able to touch people. So, again, if you get to his website and you get a chance to download, please do the download for it, too, you know, because it's about us giving back to Richie just like he gives to us. But at the same time, Richie, we have the opportunity of being able to have you at the 12-Step Music Fest this year, and we're looking forward to having you come down to Sugarloaf Key, mile marker 20, and hang out with us and spend a couple of days. I understand that Will Grayson, the Thursday night host on Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, is going to be with you. We're all going to be hanging out together, and we're going to have a great time.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm really looking forward to it because, you know, I've written a lot of songs about recovery. I mean, I don't really care about having any more hit records, but if I could save a life, I mean, that's a big hit record for me. So
we love you big time, Richie. I want to thank you. I know you got a meeting to get off to, and I want to thank you for taking the time and being with us tonight. I look forward to seeing you down the Keys, and we'll talk before that, I'm sure.
You got it, John. God bless, brother.
Love you, brother.
I love you too, back.
All right.
Bye.
So here you go, folks. We're going to play Last House on the Block, and we'll be back here in a sec.
On a rainy night in Nashville, Tennessee, I had nothing to do. It was pouring rain out, and I had a title in my head that I heard from in the meetings for years, and I wanted to write the song for a long time. I'm an ex-junkie from New York. I did a lot of dope in a lot of bad places, and in a lot of bad places, and I woke up on a lot of floors in brownstones in Harlem and Alphabet City. And it's really the backdrop of my life. And I wrote this song called Last House on the Block. And last night, I was notified from Los Angeles, from the Los Angeles Press, that it's been nominated for Song of the Year for a Prison Award. So we'll let you know what happens. I've never played it out, so I'm gonna try this. Last House on the Block. And I did live every line. Well, I picked up some bad habits, and they kept me running hard. I went against my better judgment. I even turned my back on God. On the streets, I met my demons. And they dragged me down the drain. With another shot of something, just to get me past the pain. Yeah, the door is always open when the devil needs a fix. So you burn another 50 Wayne God. And you drift into the darkness till your dreams have all been crushed. You're in so deep, there's no way you can stop. Welcome, yeah, welcome to the last house on the block. He put another nail in his coffin. In some roach infested room where he thought he found the answers with a needle and a spoon. Yeah, the door is always open when the devil needs a fix. So you shove another 50 through the slot. And you drift into the darkness till your dreams have all been crushed. In the junkie's world, that's all you really got. Welcome. Yeah, welcome. The last house on the block. It's a place all too familiar, where I sold out my soul. And that's how I know the door is always open when the devil needs a fix. So you burn another 50.
Welcome back. I want to thank you for tuning in with us. We're Rockers in Recovery. And that was a great song, of course, by Richie Soup, The Last House on the Block. Won the 2011 Prism Award because of that song that he put out there, and most importantly, has helped a lot of people. I mean, just on our YouTube video of that from the Rockers in Recovery concert from February that we did here in Pompano Beach, Florida, I think there's something like 900 views that of people that have watched that. And And again, Richie is well-loved, and so is the next guy. I've got to tell you a little bit of background on the next gentleman. I had the opportunity to have him on as a guest, I think, when Rockers in Recovery was about a month old. If you're watching on Ustream right now, or you're listening on rockersinrecovery.com, of course, online radio, or if you're listening on 1470 AM, wherever you're listening or you're watching right now, this is a gentleman that I had the opportunity to really get to know on the air because I had never met him before. And since then, I come to find out he's from Key West. Not from Key West, but he did a lot of stuff down in Key West and was part of the 12-Step Music Fest and has been for the last few years. And he's going to be back with us at the 12-Step Music Fest. He's headlining Friday night, so we're actually looking forward to having Mike Zito with us. Mike Zito is a blues guitarist and won 2010 Billboard Song of the Year. Is that correct, Mike, in saying that?
The Blues Music Awards, the Handy Awards at the VMAs for Song of the Year. Yeah, the Blues Music Awards. That's correct.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. And let's go back a little bit so I can tie everything together here. You have been playing the blues for some years now. And how long have you been an artist? And just update our listeners and the people that are watching the Ustream videos right now.
Sure. Well, I'm from St. Louis originally, and I've been, you know, playing music in bars and whatever since I've been 18. But I started making records about 15 years ago. I started making, making my own records. And had lived in Key West for a while there. But my first record I made for a record label was in 2008, called Today.
And when you decided that you were going to actually come out the gate with a brand new CD, I'm sure that there was fear, anticipation, there was a lot of things going on. Were you, when you look at the fear aspect of things, does that sometimes freeze you up, or does that actually motivate you more?
You mean just the fear of doing something new or kind of putting yourself out there? Or?
Yeah, doing something new, a new CD, and you got the writing done, you've mastered it, now you're getting ready to launch it. There's got to be some fear in that.
Yeah, there's always, I'll tell you that my newest record that I just did, to me, had the most kind of personal songs. It was just released in July. It's called Greyhound.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not really like a typical blues songs. They're more just songs that I wrote. And, it's kind of like, well, I'm really putting it out there now. And people are really going to hear me. Not a whole lot to hide. And then, you kind of think, well, I hope you like it.
Well, I actually, when you released it, I had the opportunity of blogging about it and talking about it on the air. We actually had put up some of the information where people could go and buy it. And I've listened to the videos, and it was really, really unbelievable stuff. And you could see that you dug deep. And you really put yourself into this, and you put yourself out there on this one. And something's funny, because I think the last time we were on the air together, you said that it was like the first time you had really talked about anything in our arena with yourself. And I come to fast forward, it really came out on a lot of your music on Greyhound.
Yeah, it definitely did. I mean, obviously, like all of us talk about it all the time at meetings and with sponsors and people in the program and all that. And I always talk to anybody. I get people all over who will come to shows and say, hey, I heard your song and, my son's on drugs or, my dad just, been sober or anything like that. I get a lot of people in those situations. And that is always a wonderful opportunity, to talk. And I've had songs, but this particular record, we just everything kind of come together. And you mentioned Key West. Key West is where I run away to when I was really down and out. And I think I told you, I'm sure I'm not the first one that's ever run away to Key West, Florida.
Yeah.
It seems to be a runaway destination.
I think Bob Marley ended up down there too, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. but the album's called Greyhound. The song is about, I stole my dad's credit card at 33 years old and a friend's guitar. And, I went down and got to the Greyhound station and bought a one-way ticket to Key West, Florida, with a wife and kids and a bad drug habit. And, that's what the song's about. And the album has a lot of, just a lot of those, things in there, you probably relate to.
Well, I think it was a giveaway on your last one day at a time, was probably a giveaway that, you might have something to do with all of this. But it definitely was summed up in Greyhound. And, you're coming down to the fest. We're looking forward to having you at the 12-Step Music Fest and being a part of, what's going on down there. It's going to be huge, and we're really looking forward to the Friday night show. What are you looking at doing while you're there? What are you going to do some of Greyhound? What are you planning on doing?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, we'll do everything. We'll definitely do a lot of the new stuff off Greyhound. We'll do, we'll definitely play some blues, because last time I was there, I'm a lot of blues fans. And if you get a chance to, you know, to listen to it, even just some of the blues stuff, it's all a little bit, there's a lot of recovery stuff sprinkled in there. There's an older one I do called Slow It Down.
Yeah.
You know, kind of a good, another one called Change My Ways. Yeah, you start looking at them, and they all start to kind of show their recovery face. So we'll do a lot of different material, but always do some of the new stuff. And, you know, I mean, anytime we do those shows, I always want to play the recovery songs and the songs, but I also want to, you know, hey, man, we like to rock. People in recovery want to rock and hear blues and have a good time and dance just like everybody else. So I feel like it's we need to come in and get in the same show that they get everywhere else, because people in recovery, they know how to party, man. You know,
it's a beautiful thing, and you know something. Yeah. If you've had the opportunity to be at the 12-step music fest before, and you've rocked out down there, you understand that there's a lot of things going on. I mean, you got the main stage going on, you got the coffee house going on. Then on top of that, you have, of course, all types of meetings happening at the same time. You have, you know, every A to fit a nut down there, you know what I mean? And it works perfectly for everybody. And the most important thing over the last 3 years that I was involved, I got to tell you, there was not one incident that caused any issues, you know what I mean? And I got to tell you, I've been at a lot of different events prior to my getting sober where that wasn't the case, you know what I mean? Harmony,
yeah,
the music might have brought harmony, but afterwards there wasn't a whole lot of harmony.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
well, it is a great, let me tell you, anybody that's listening, that's thinking about coming down, they definitely, you need to get down there. It's a life-changing experience. You know, going to meetings is great, but this is really something. You meet people from all over that are doing the deal, you know, that are going and doing it. And you know, I mean, recovery is everything. I mean, we don't have anything without the program. Absolutely, you don't have a life without it. But there's also a life, you know. And there's people down there, you know, that are, you're meeting other people. You're listening to music. There's great food. There's, you know, it's like everything's happening. And I think it's wonderful, you know. So I think anybody that's thinking about going, they need to get down there.
12stepmusicfest.com is the place you can go, and you can click right on, you know, buy the tickets, and they'll tell you exactly what's left. It'll also give you a complete outline of what's happening over the 4 days, because it does start on Thursday, November 3rd, and it goes through until November the 6th. And it's 4 days of fun in the sun. And, of course, Mike Zito is going to be down there hanging out with us on Friday night. Are you going to be there for the whole thing, or are you going to have to come in and split out right away?
Yeah, we have.
I think we just lost Mike, but that's okay. You know something? We're going to play Mike Zito's video right now. Maybe we can get him back on the line.
Then you got a video of the shot for us on YouTube.
back one day at a time. And, of course, Mike Zito. Mike, you're back on the line with us. Welcome to live radio, Mike. It's good stuff. I guess we lost Mike one more time. Of course, Mike, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, good stuff. I was going to say welcome to live radio again. This is, you know, something I'm looking forward to having Mike come back on, because there's so much to learn about Mike. And Mike has we were just talking when he had called back in that, you know, there's a lot of backstory to One Day at a Time, and we'll hear about that the next time we bring Mike on, which will be in about 2 weeks. We're going to work out the gory details. Mike's on tour right now. When he gets done the 12-Step Music Fest, I think the following night on the 6th, he's going to be in Delray, and he's going to be playing in Delray, correct?
Yeah, Delray at the back room.
Cool. And in closing, Mike, I want to ask you, for people that are new or just listening, you know, that might be on the fence, what would you say to that person?
On getting into recovery?
Yeah.
I mean, I just figure, I don't know what he got to lose. I mean, my first thought always is, what do you got to lose, you know? You can always go back and drink and do drugs. What do you got to lose?
True.
I mean, it could be the greatest thing ever, you know? Why not give it a try? That's always my thing, you know. It seems like people always try to wait till unfortunately, you know, the way it works is people usually wait till they got nothing else, nowhere else to go, till they're down and out. And if I would have gotten to it, you know, sooner, I would have loved to have gotten in recovery sooner. And it always seems to work out that way. But anybody that's just not, that's there and thinking about it, I always think, well, what else? What are you doing? What do you got to lose? Why not at least give it a try? What's the worst thing that could happen? You could get your life back and you could be happy, you know?
Yeah, and you know, so you reminded me, you're bringing me back, because I remember the old timers back in the day would tell people, hey, listen, hang out for 90 days, one day at a time, hang out for 90 days. If you don't like it, we'll refund your misery.
Yeah, you can always go back.
That's it, man. That's it. You know, Mike Zito, you can go to MikeZito.com and you can check out Mike's website. He can be found on iTunes and also Amazon, CD Baby. You can find him everywhere, but you can find him through his website right by going to MikeZito.com. Please check out his site. Check out the music. Check out the blues that only Mike Zito can perform. We love you, Mike. We can't wait to see you down the fest, and we'll have you back on in a couple of weeks, man.
Hey, thank you so much. God bless y'all.
All right, God bless you, too. We're looking forward to seeing you.
All right, take care.
Hey, guys, of course, that's Mike Zito. And Mike Zito, of course, is going to be with us down at the 12-Step Music Fest. The 12-Step Music Fest is November 3rd through the 6th of 2011. We're looking forward to being back down there with Don Wilder and hanging out. We have a whole lot of folks going to be down there. We got Mike coming down. We got Richie coming down. The next artist is our friend Ricky Bird. And Ricky Bird, of course, is a 2012 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominee. Can you believe it? What great stuff. Of course, I love rock and roll. And what we're going to do right now is we're going to play an opening song for the Rockers in Recovery May 28th concert that Richie, Ricky, and Chasm Sultan were down in Pompano Beach in May, and they were playing and hanging out with us. Check it out. I think you'll like it. Thank you. back. And, of course, that was Ricky, Chasm, and Richie, all at the May 28th concert at Rockers in Recovery. It was a great day had by all. There was about four or five bands there, and Ricky and Chasm and Richie came on and just blew it out. It was amazing. It was a great day, great time had by all. And, of course, we were supposed to kick off this week, and technical difficulties arose, and we were supposed to kick off Ricky Bird's live from the Bird Sanctuary, from the bowels of the Bird Sanctuary in New York. And we got Ricky on the phone with us. Ricky, welcome to the show, and that bird will fly another day.
Hey, John. How you doing?
What's happening, brother?
Today was 84 degrees in New York, so we just had a big barbecue, just finished up.
What'd you have?
Of the season.
What'd you have, brother?
Dude, you don't want to know, man. I had a piece of chicken, I had a Frank, I had a hot dog, I had a hamburger with cheese, of course. I had a sausage and peppers hero, a half.
Sausage.
Then I had some cheesecake for dessert and an espresso.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, we can eat. We can definitely eat. I've been out eating with you. I've watched me and you plow ribs.
And I'm trying to get into rock and roll shape for my album cover.
Well, hey, listen, you know, you got that coming out real quick here. And, of course, we got the Bird Sanctuary that's going to be happening coming up shortly, too, which was supposed to happen. And I was just explaining that, you know, deep out of the bowels of the Bird Sanctuary.
I'm sitting down there right now talking to you.
Are you?
Yeah, it's a long, boring story, but I'm finishing up my record, and my studio computer is you know, working at a certain level, and to do the streaming video with myself and Florida,
mm-hmm.
I need to upgrade everything. But if I upgrade everything, my Pro Tools is not going to work right now. So because it's, you know, I'm at the very end of the record, I don't want to touch anything until I'm finished with all the parts that I'm doing in the Bird Sanctuary. Then, you know, once we're out of here, I could do anything I want.
Cool.
It's putting everything off a little bit, but, you know, and then on top of that, Bob Stander, who is co-producing this New York section of the record with me, went into the hospital this week with a skin infection.
Mm-hmm. Very painful, too, from what I understand.
Yeah. So that guy was supposed to work all week, do the horns, and so now everything's put off by a month because the horn section is Southside Johnny's horn section, who I played with for about a year and a half. So they're off to Europe next Wednesday, I think, until the 29th. And also Jeff Kazee, who will be playing with me down in Florida in Key West. He is part of Southside Johnny, so he'll be gone until then, too. So I had to kind of just put everything on hold and take a deep breath. And I got plenty of other stuff I'm working on.
Well, you know, something
to get, you know, working on to get the record ready to release.
We're looking forward to, of course, having all of those guys down along with you for the 12-Step Music Fest. But, you know, before we even get into that, I want to congratulate you because you have been nominated to the 2012 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Joan Jett for I Love Rock and Roll.
Yeah, how do you like that? not bad for a kid from the Bronx.
From the Bronx.
From the Bronx. Yeah. So it's from the first record, the Isle of Rock and Roll record, the first Blackheart record. So that was out in 82. So that makes it eligible. I mean, now it's past eligible. I think it's 25 years it's supposed to be. So that's pretty cool, man. You know, and even if we don't get elected, it's still unbelievable out of everybody that we got nominated. And actually, from now on, I'd like you to call me Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominee Ricky Bird, if that's okay.
Absolutely. I'm sure I can do that. Matter of fact, I was speaking to a good friend of yours, Woody Geisman.
Yeah.
And he said that that he felt the globe shift on its axis when he heard the announcement.
Yeah, on its axis. That's the right word.
Yes.
That's the nice right noun. it's cool. I mean, I never even thought about it. I figured, you know, there's so many bands that are in line to get into that, but I Love Rock and Roll is and always will be a very big song in rock and roll. It's an anthem, and, you know, that's cool, man. But, you know, it's a long way from, I hope they don't Phil Rizzuto us, you know what I mean, where you just keep getting nominated.
Yeah, I love it. What a thought. Silver Zuda, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, hopefully we'll get in this year. That'd be so cool. But I'm going to be actually out there before this even happened. I play the Rock Hall every year. Usually the Rock Hall is in New York, the ceremonies, at the Waldorf, I believe. And at the same time, or right soon after, I'm part of a band with Liberty DeVito, who's going to be in Key West with me, Billy Joel's old drummer, and Jeff Carlisi from 38 Special, and a bunch of guys. And we play this giant benefit at the Cleveland Armory and Cleveland Convention Center. And so that's what we do in Cleveland every year. But this year, the induction ceremonies will be in Cleveland, so we figured we were off. But they called us and they wanted to have us play the big fancy-ass party the night before.
Wow.
Which is for all of the people that bought tables and all the artists and, you know, this and that, and the record companies. So I was going anyway, and then the guy who's our friend there who books the talent, he told me this past week, he said, you know, I knew that you got nominated. I couldn't tell you last week. So that's pretty cool, man. I'm already in town, you know.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we take a little break? We're going to play What? I Love Rock and Roll. Hang out 1 second. Rockers in Recovery on WNN 1470 AM. You're also watching us on Ustream. The video end of Rockers in Recovery. And you just got done watching I Love Rock and Roll from back. That was the original cut, I believe, that when that first came out, you and Joan had put that video together. You were all, it looked like in a bar or something and hanging out. Is that correct?
Actually, that was a really great club that was owned by the company that the company that managed Aerosmith and Ted Nugent. It was called Lieber Krebs.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, my wife Carol was a publicist up there, which is how I got in the Blackhearts. She said that there was this girl looking for a guitar player. But that's a whole other story. We'll save that for my show. But they own this really cool club called Privates on it was like Lexington Avenue. It was uptown. I can't remember. It was in the 80s. I think it was Lexington Avenue, if I'm not mistaken. But that was the bar. There was a bar in the bottom floor, and I can't remember the name of the bar, actually. So that was actually a pub.
You got that old jukebox sitting there, too, man.
You got the old jukebox. Well, they might have brought that in. I don't remember. It was so long ago. But I wonder how many times I've played that song since 1982, man. That's a trivia question. I don't think we can figure it out, though.
I remember we were sitting in Flanagan's restaurant. Flanagan's plug. We were sitting in Flanagan's restaurant, and
you mean at Flanagan's restaurant?
Yeah, Flanagan's down there.
Where they had that really good the ribs?
Them great ribs.
Yeah, man.
Those lovely ribs. When we were sitting in Flanagan's, and I remember it came on, and my kid looked at me and he goes, "He said that's you," and he goes, "Yeah." You said to him, "Yeah, they owe me a dessert."
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's certainly played in unusual spots. I'm saying. The most exciting thing ever of hearing that song, I mean, besides that when it first came out and you were in the van or whatever you were driving in before the record took off, was I took my daughter to her first Yankee game. It was in the new stadium. It was the first year in the new stadium. Or maybe it was last year, so that's the second year. And we had great seats. And at some point in the game around the sixth inning, I think, they came to my seats with the camera, and they put it on me and my daughter Francesca, and they put us up on the big, you know, whatever they call it, giant screen. There's a name for it.
The
giant screen.
What is it? What? The Jumbotron?
Jumbotron, yeah. Or giant screen.
Or giant screen. Yeah.
And they played
in center field.
Rock and roll, man. So that was like really cool in Yankee Stadium. And you got to remember, I grew up the block, literally, you know, 5 minutes up the hill from Yankee Stadium. So it was, for me, you know, as a hometown boy, that was huge, man. I mean, I've been going to Yankee Stadium since 1961 with my grandfather, you know, like as a little kid. So to have your song played over the sound system was sick.
And how did your daughter feel about that?
She wasn't impressed. She wanted, like, you know, some more Carvel ice cream or something.
Well,
you know, kids, your kid will never tell you, "Oh, man, I'm really proud of you." And they'll talk to their friends about it, but they'll never tell you.
Yeah.
I'm used to it.
Hey, listen, we appreciate the fact that you're getting ready to come down here and spend some time with us and hang out with us down here in South Florida.
Oh, man, that's going to be so cool. The band I'm bringing down is sick. You know, it's going to be just a rock and roll day.
Amen.
This is this band, mainly the NYC Hit Squad, who it's like a gig that it's a band I put together with Liberty DeVito. It's got to be 6 years ago by now.
Mm-hmm.
Time passes so fast. I can tell you exactly when I did the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp is where I met Lib, and that was in 2003. And then we started doing kind of corporate-y things every once in a while, like parties we'd get hired for, really big fancy parties all over the country. So we had so much fun. I said, "Lib, why don't we like put together a band and play in New York every 6 weeks, just doing this kind of material, like old great soul tunes and great anything we want, any rock and roll tunes we want, any soul tunes we want, whatever we want." And we started collecting. And then I went out and I played with the Jukes. So I brought I brought the Juke horns in, and I brought Jeff Kazee in, and then my pal Christine Ullman. Who we all know how great she is.
Christine's off the chain.
And that's the NYC Hit Squad.
You know, you got Chris Anderson is amazing. I mean, amazing on the trumpet too. Jeff Kazee is just outstanding. I watched Jeff when I was, you know, the couple of times that I've seen the New York City Hit Squad, and you know, when he just jumps in, it's just amazing. Between you, between Christine, and between what Jeff brings to the table as far as the front end, and then it's so tight on the back end, it's amazing, man.
Well, that's the thing about the band is, like, there's no one lead singer, even though Christine could handle the whole night.
Mm-hmm.
we all grab it. You know, I sing a half a dozen songs, and there's plenty of room for all of us because we all. I mean, there's a certain kind of song that I love to sing and sing well. Christine is the, you know, sings the great, like, the Aretha songs and the Tina Turner stuff, and Jeff, because he does, like, Domino and Delta Lady, you know, real Southern stuff. So it's just, and with the horn section is, you know, crazy.
Well, you know,
so
something.
It's a great time, and everybody has a great time that comes to see it because nobody plays this stuff anymore. And it's being played by people. I mean, we never rehearsed, dude. Yeah. You know, we just, like, if we want to learn a new song, I'll email them and say, hey, man, I want to do... Like we just started doing, I Don't Want to Discuss It, that really cool old song.
Yeah.
I just email them. I say, here's the MP3. And then we get to the gig, and we, like, run through it once at sound check. We've all been doing this a long time. If it falls apart in the middle, it's all good, man. Nobody cares.
Well,
you pick up the pieces, you do it again.
Well, you know, so when you've come in for the Rockers and Recovery concerts, you came in February for that one in February, and then you came in for one in May. And, you know, it was just a really good time. You know what I mean? And
and that's done exactly the same way. I just send, here's the list of songs, here's the MP3s. You guys have all been playing a long time. Just learn the stuff.
Yeah. And it's pretty tight. I mean, listen, we played one of the opening song of the May concert. And, you know, the bottom line is, dude, is that everybody loves the music when they're in the mix. And everybody that I've talked to when they were at the February show or at the May show, they've all said the same thing, that when you go out there and the band starts to thrust it, especially when you got guys like Richie Supa and Kazem Sultan out there, these guys are just hammering right along with you. And it's just amazing, man. And you guys don't rehearse. You go out there and just make it happen.
Well, the theory is just make sure you know how the song starts and how it ends. Whatever happens in the middle is up for grabs.
Good stuff, bro.
Kind of like life.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's true. You know, we will look forward to seeing you, and I'm sure that you're going to be coming in. You're coming in on Thursday, so maybe we can get you over to Flanagan's and get you some ribs.
Yeah, baby. I dream about their ribs. Which is pretty sad because I should be dreaming about Sandra Bullock, but that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, we'll talk about that's another show.
But I can't wait to start the show, and it's going to be great. Actually, you know, the listeners should know that the first person I'm going to interview is you, John, because I think we need to turn the tables and hear about your story.
Okay. Well, we'll work on that. We'll get that together. But again, from the bowels of the Bird Sanctuary, we will be having the Ricky Bird Hour. Of course, it's the Ricky Bird Sanctuary Hour. Is that correct?
It's live from the Bird Sanctuary.
Live from the Bird Sanctuary. And we're looking forward to having that happen. As soon as those Pro Tools can go and you can upgrade, we'll be ready.
Yeah, I mean, I could do it without the visual, but, you know, what's the fun without seeing my puss?
Oh, no, I need to see that hair.
Does that mean I have to dress up every Sunday night?
That's absolutely right. I just wanted to tell you that my aunt wanted me to tell you that her hair looks like that every morning.
Does it?
Yes.
Well, it's taken me a long time for that to come to that conclusion.
We love you, bro.
All right, you too, brother.
We will talk soon, and we're out for tonight. We're going to go out with, of course, the opening song from the Rockers and Recovery concert, May 28th. Thanks, Ricky, for being on. Thank you. Mesa. You're listening to Rockers in Recovery on rockersinrecovery.com, and you're listening on WNN 1470 AM. We're getting ready to stop the show here on the Ustream channel, but we're still going to be live on WNN 1470 AM. We'll still be live on the streamer over at WRIR, the WNN streamer, and we will also be live on the podcaster over at Blog Talk Radio. So stay tuned, hang out, listen to the next bunch. We got Mike Fine and Randy coming up right up there in the studios of WNN to carry on with another hour of Rockers in Recovery. You guys have a great show up there, and we're going to kick it out with the rest of the tunes.
When you're healthy and wealthy. South Florida's Health and Wealth Radio Network. AM 1470, WWNN, Pompano Beach.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
No Matter What Productions proudly present the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest. Recovery rocks with 4 days of camping, music, meetings, speakers, fellowship, and fun all in one place. That's Sugarloaf KOA Campground, Mile Marker 20 in the Florida Keys. November 3rd through the 6th, 2011, of course. Tickets on sale now, 305-296-4726. We have a super group for you, too, all on one stage Saturday night. Ricky Bird of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Woody Eastman of the Del Fuegos. Christine Ullman of Saturday Night Live. Liberty DeVito from Billy Joel, Kasmin Sultan of Todd Rundgren's group, Jeff Casey of Southside Johnny, Chris Anderson of Asbury Juke Horns, Neil Pauly of Asbury Juke Horns, more names to come, and Mike Vito, 2010 Billboard Music Awards Song of the Year, and Mark Levlin, main stage MC Friday night on Recovery Comedy Act. Be there.
Hi, this is Laura Betts with Hyperbarics Rx, and you can visit us online at hyperbaricsrx.com. We offer everything hyperbarics, so whether it's a custom oxygen system, an oxygen concentrator, a portable hyperbaric chamber, a custom clinic system for a doctor's office, or a hospital. If it's hyperbaric, we can provide the consulting, the equipment, the training, the certification, everything that you need to go along with it. You should definitely check out our website again, and that's www.hyperbaricsrx.com, and you can contact us at 877-589-9998. Again, that toll-free number is 877-589-9998, and look forward to answering your questions and helping you with your hyperbaric equipment, systems, training, and treatment needs. Thank you.
It's the hottest new addiction recovery mega community on the web, Rockers in Recovery.
music, news, interviews, events, and festivals with an insider's angle to the rock and roll industry, all backed up by artists who are in recovery and support recovery, featuring dozens of rock legends like former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts lead guitarist Ricky Bird, Richie Tuba of Aerosmith, and tons more. It's a worldwide music and media festival at your fingertips. Get inside the rock and roll recovery scene with a click of your mouse. Click rockersinrecovery.com. That's rockersinrecovery.com. Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
And there we go, on the air. At the North Studio. This is Randy from the First Step Silver House. How are you guys doing tonight? Got my friend Mike Fine, who John Hollis so poignantly dropped his anonymity on us. And he's got his friend Anthony over here with us today. So what are you doing, Mike? What brings you up here to the studio?
Well, an invitation is always nice, and I want to thank you all for letting me come up to the studio and join you for the program.
Yeah, so what brings you around here today? I mean, you just happen to be roaming around Boca or what?
Well, I live up in the Boca area, and, you know, you're doing the show on a regular basis and, you know, finally getting an opportunity to come up and join you. You know, you're my partner in the business and with Chris and over at First Step, and whenever I get an opportunity to try and do some service or speak about recovery, we always like to get involved in that.
So who's your sidekick here?
I had the opportunity to bring a good friend of mine up with me tonight. This is Anthony. He's a former client, and he's a good friend. He's got a great program. He's been in recovery now for a number of years, and he's one of my favorite guys to listen to, and he's got a quite insightful mind, and I thought it'd be very interesting to have Anthony on the air with us tonight.
Yeah, I just noticed right before we came on the air, we were all talking about how we all have a face for radio.
A face for radio. That's about cutting point, man. Thanks for bringing that back up.
Oh, gosh. I just got to let you guys know out there, I just had to unlock Mike Fine out of the stairwell a few minutes ago because he was trying to get a quick Marlboro in there before the show started.
Yeah, there's a big sign on the door that says no smoking in this area. I'm fine for it. It doesn't say if you get in this area, there's a door to lock behind you, unfortunately.
That's the way life is sometimes, you know. We just get into doing a bunch of things crazy sometimes. So, Anthony, tell us a little about yourself.
Again, like Mike said, and it's a pleasure to be here on the radio. I appreciate the invitation. Like Mike said, graduate of the program over there. You know, just coming out to do what I can do, man.
You know, this week I've had a bunch of issues that come up in my life. You know, the unforeseen stuff. When things just aren't going right, you just wonder how things are. And it's kind of crazy how, you know, when you get recovered and you're trying to figure out how to handle these things and how not to react and not react. Mike, how do you react to unforeseen things?
Well, in the program recovery, you learn to deal with certain aspects of things. You know, like usual, I don't deal with things very well. You know, it takes me a little while to process information and try and, you know, act appropriately and accordingly.
Yeah, I mean, but otherwise, what do you do to try and prepare yourself for the unforeseen?
Well, there's no preparing yourself for the unforeseen.
Exactly.
Prepare yourself for something you don't know is coming. You can't. And, you know, through the process, 12 steps and recovery and working with a sponsor and you know, having gone through the 12-step process, that's what it's about. It's, you know, you'll intuitively know how to handle situations that used to baffle you.
You know, we talked about the unforeseen stuff, and, you know, several years ago, or at least a couple weeks ago when I was here and I had my friend Jerry with me, we got to speak a lot about the unforeseen and untimely death of Richard Entrigan and how much he meant to people's lives over there at the First Step Sober House. You know, I know that Richard played a huge role in your recovery. And how did that hit you?
Yeah, Richard played a huge role in everybody's recovery at the time. You know, you couldn't be involved in Alcoholics Anonymous in our little area down there in Pompano and Fort Lauderdale and not have been affected by Richard. You know, he was a huge presence. He spent countless hours working with other alcoholics. He devoted himself to trying to get people out of the court systems and into programs so that they would have an opportunity to change their life. I was one of the fortunate people that came into his path. I saw him sharing in meetings. I was brought there by my original sponsor, and I immediately took a shine to Rich. And you know, later on, I had the opportunity to ask him for sponsorship. And for the next couple of years, we just we went through the process, and you know, I kind of followed him along and tagged along, and you know, he taught me so many different things. You know, learning to tell on myself and getting honest, and you know, going through the process and doing a thorough fourth and fifth step, and you know, explaining to me about the disease of alcoholism and all the other aspects of this program. And then I would watch him at work as well when he would, you know, at the sober house at First Step. And I remember when he first opened First Step, you know, I was blessed with the opportunity to be around at that time. And, you know, it was an amazing time. Everything was new, and, you know, it wasn't the big machine that we are today. You know, we weren't nearly as organized, or just so many different facets of the company had changed over the years. But Richard laid the, you know, the groundwork for all of that.
Yeah, I remember I had basically heard about Richard while I was on the rack from smoking too much crack, as John Hollis likes to put it, and you know, and I made that phone call to beg my attorney to get me into a program, you know, and I'm strapped to a chair here at the courthouse and handcuffed, and then here comes Richard walking in with this beautiful suit on and like a Superman in a cape, and then when I finally got to the program, he says everything's gonna be all right. Yeah, everything's gonna be all right, you know. After he gave me a thorough butt chewing that night.
Yeah, Richie had a way of doing that. You know, he had a way of making me feel very loved and very secure, very welcome. You know, that was a nice thing about the man. He was very, very into what you were saying and what you were doing. It was a real joy just to be around him. You know, he's sorely missed, and you know, God willing, you know, his legacy will continue.
Yeah, you know, I miss him dearly. I know that we just recently got a guy come in that had gotten sent to the program about 2 days after Richard had passed. You know, and I still get the he's one of the last few files I got left that, you know, I'm still pulling files out of the cabinet that has Richard's handwriting on it, and you know, there's still vestiges of Richard's presence throughout that I truly enjoyed to see all the time. And now, you know, we get older members of the community are coming back in through the community, and to such an extent that, you know, it's almost like seeing that part of how they were learned recovery back then coming through again, which is really a blessing to see it come through again.
You know, so many meetings that we go to today, and the fact that we have our three mandatory meetings a week on the property, one of our mandatory meetings back then, you know, going back 10 years ago, was the Wednesday night study group led by one of our mentors. And the message was very clear back then. You know, it was straightforward. It was very AA. You didn't have the watered down aspect of the recovery or the fellowship message. It was very big book. It was direct and to the point. You know, if you did this, this is what you got. And a lot of times that's missing in a lot of areas of recovery and in the rooms today. You know, hopefully the First Step, we try and keep that message alive, and you know, that's what we try and deliver. You know, I also had the opportunity this week of finding some of Richard's handwriting. I found a big book at the office, and it was signed to somebody else from back in 2000. And one of Rich's favorite quotes, of course, which we open our show with, you know, the elevator to success is broken. We must take the steps. And as I see that in the pages, you know, it reminds me of the old days. You know, it was a great time, you know. It's a little bit different today, you know, with the with all the treatment and all the different aspects of things that we deal with in the court systems, and you know, the fact that First Step has gotten as large as we have, and you know, with Chris running the show, and you know, like I said, Richard led the way to, and he paved the path for us to do something different, and you know, here sitting approaching 2012, you know, First Step isn't what it was all those years ago. We physically couldn't be, you know.
Yeah, anyway, let's get to a little bit of we got the break coming up here. We got the Rockers and Recovery Fest coming up the 3rd through 6th of November. I also like to put a plug in there for Ed Canatelli and Canatelli Builders, also a sponsor of the show. And we'll be back in a few minutes right after this break.
No Matter What Productions proudly present the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest. Recovery rocks with 4 days of camping, music, meetings, speakers, fellowship, and fun all in one place. That's Sugarloaf KOA Campground, mile marker 20 in the Florida Keys. November 3rd through the 6th, 2011, of course. Tickets on sale now, 305-296-4726. We have a super group for you, too, all on one stage Saturday night. Ricky Bird of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Woody Eastman of the Del Fuegos, Christine Ullman of Saturday Night Live, Liberty DeVito from Billy Joel, Kasmin Sultan of Todd Rundgren's group, Jeff Casey of Southside Johnny, Chris Anderson of Asbury Juke Horns, Neil Pauly of Asbury Juke Horns. More names to come. And Mike Vito, 2010 Billboard Music Awards Song of the Year, and Mark Ludlam, main stage MC Friday night on Recovery Comedy Act. Be there.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
Hi, this is Laura Betts with Hyperbarics RX, and you can visit us online at hyperbaricsrx.com. We offer everything hyperbarics, so whether it's a custom oxygen system, an oxygen concentrator, a portable hyperbaric chamber, a custom clinic system for a doctor's office, or a hospital. If it's hyperbaric, we can provide the consulting, the equipment, the training, the certification, everything that you need to go along with it. You should definitely check out our website again, and that's www.hyperbaricsrx.com, and you can contact us at 877-589-9998. Again, that toll-free number is 877-589-9998, and look forward to answering your questions and helping you with your hyperbaric equipment, systems, training, and treatment needs. Thank you.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services.
you'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archive podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. It's the hottest new addiction recovery mega community on the web, Rockers in Recovery. Music, news, interviews, events, and festivals with an insider's angle to the rock and roll industry. All backed up by artists who are in recovery and support recovery. Featuring dozens of rock legends like former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts lead guitarist Ricky Bird, Richie Supa of Aerosmith, and tons more. It's a worldwide music and media festival at your fingertips. Get inside the rock and roll recovery scene with a click of your mouse. Click rockersinrecovery.com. That's rockersinrecovery.com.
Well, I picked up some bad habits.
All right, we're back on the air. It's one of my favorite songs, too. I like that one.
That's a good one.
I love it. I love it. So, where were we at? What were we talking about? Recovery. Oh, yeah. That stuff. I'll tell you what, man. I never knew. I was sitting in my office today, and somebody came in. They said, did you think you'd be doing this, you know, 10, 15 years ago? And I said, absolutely not.
They gave me a crystal ball that was infallible. 15 years ago, and it would have predicted me doing this today, and I would say it just made its first mistake.
Absolutely.
You guys were talking about Richard earlier, and when we were talking about him, I remember years ago, they would say stuff like, if you know what I knew about you, you'd be excited. I used to look at him like he was a crazy old man, you know? And when I came into this thing,
you know what I knew about you, you would be excited.
You would be excited if you know what I know about you.
I said that to you.
Said that to me a million times, and you know, again, I thought that you guys were both crazy. You had no idea what you were doing. The fact of the matter is that, you know, when I finally showed up willing to do what I was told to do instead of what I wanted to do, you know, things started changing for me. Life started getting a little bit better, you know, one day at a time. It's one of those things where if you would have told me where I am today, that I'd be where I am today. When I got here, scared, not knowing which way was up, which way was down, I tell you, you were out of your mind. You know, the blessings that have come as a direct result of, again, doing the next right thing and allowing the next right thing to happen are amazing.
You know, for me, it was waking up on the floor of the Broward County Jail, you know, saying, how did I get here? It's the third time this year in 2007, and it was amazing, you know. You know, the wife had changed the locks and said, I'll see you later. And she did all that without going to a opposite fellowship meeting. And it was amazing. But when I used to listen to Richard, you know, he had all these little, you know, what seemed at the time like corny phrases sometimes, like what other people think about me is none of my business. You know, that took a kind of a load off my mind, because then I wasn't worried about trying to be somebody else or to be somebody to somebody's liking all the time. Because I always thought that I was trying to do something to impress people in order to get through life. And when I had a hard enough time just trying to impress myself, and when I was able to actually, you know, get the cotton out of my ears and stick it in my mouth, I was finally able to learn something.
Yeah, I can see you getting attached to some things like that. When Richard used to say things like that, I used to come unglued. I used to wait for him in his office, and I used to say, you know, there's absolutely no way that you can actually believe that, because unfortunately I'm one of those people who definitely like to be liked, and I like to be around people who like me. you know, that's part of my character, and you know, it's situational for me. And Richard used to really truly believe in that. You know, I've spoken with Chris about this many times. You know, we're sitting around the office, and you know, some of his belief systems and some of the things that he truly practiced were, you know, leaps and bounds ahead of where I was in my early recovery. And today we try and, you know, emulate that in my own program. But, you know, it's still, what other people think about me being none of my business is truly a practice that I have a hard time dealing with. You know, it's something that's, it's a little bigger than me.
Yeah, and even today, you know, when I try to convey those same words to other people, I feel like I'm not, they're not understanding it, you know. But eventually they do. If you know, redundant, you know, repetitiveness is the mother of all skills, you know, to keep doing something over and over again, just like when we go through the steps, we go through them again and again and again to kind of get them like second nature in our head, you know, as well as the minor life skills things that we have to go through, really is a hard thing to maintain and keep going over and over again. But as, if you got the willingness and the hope and the perseverance to get through it, you do see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, repetition being the mother of all skills, definitely one of the mottos that Richard, you know, instilled in me. You know, that's why we do so many of the things that we do. You know, the same meetings, our home groups, you know, talking with your sponsor, you know, working with your sponsees. You know, nobody's a better example of that for me than Chris, actually. He, you know, he just keeps showing up and doing the right thing. I'm so happy to have him. Chris, shout out to you, buddy. You know, so happy to have you at the helm of our ship.
Yes.
You were here with
the Patriots won tonight. So.
Yeah, Patriots game. Something a little bit more important, I guess.
Of course, on the inside, we all know what happened with the Patriots win.
Yeah.
Chris wins.
Yeah, that's right. So it will be a good day around the office tomorrow. Thank goodness.
Yeah. So that's all good. You know, Chris, he takes his football serious, you know, as well as his other athletics. And he tried telling me that he was going to play softball on Saturday, and I said, no, you're not. You're not playing softball Saturday. But yet he persevered and attempted to go out and try and get a game in, and lo and behold, that didn't come to fruition.
Wow, I'm sitting here looking at a picture. I was going through my phone just a little bit earlier, and I have a picture of the cup. They just came second in the World Series of softball. Isn't that correct?
Somewhere up in South Carolina, they took a tournament that took second place.
What a gorgeous trophy this is.
Yeah, it's a giant.
It's a beautiful trophy.
Yeah, unfortunately, pictures don't do as well on the radio.
To me, it looks like a big ashtray.
I think you've already used it for once in the office.
No. There's no smoking in the office.
No smoking in the office?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. That's a misnomer.
That is a misnomer. There's no smoking in the office when anybody's around.
What are you chuckling about over here, Anthony? You're like...
You know, listen, man, it's becoming a part of the process and meeting these fine gentlemen. Mike has, you know, happened to become one of my best friends, you know, also one of my mentors. And I don't know if I should say that in the same room with him, you know, or definitely not over the radio. You know, but the truth of the matter is, as he is, and it's one of those things he was talking earlier about, you know, about people liking him, and he likes being around people that like him, and I was going to bust in and say, if you knew what I knew about me, you would like me, you know. It's one of those things where, you know what, man, early on, a lot of the stuff that got in my way was my...
I think it's a bigger narcissist than Anthony.
Yeah,
pride and ego.
Pride and ego.
Pride and ego. One of the things I'll be...
Somebody supersedes my pride and ego. I'm glad to have you here, buddy.
Yeah, I doubt that I supersede your pride and ego there, brother. But that's probably why we hang out so much. Compliment each other.
I'll tell you what, that pride and ego, that's one character defect that you just do not want to let go of.
Yeah.
Because once you get a hold of it and you start using it to your advantage... It works well and works good for you. And then when things start going south and that pride and ego don't seem to work anymore, and it ain't going to bail you out of jail or anything else, but things work well.
Well, you know what, man? Grabbing onto this thing and getting into it, I mean, humility was the one thing. Finally being able to say that I don't know what I'm doing. you know, and taking help from somebody else or taking advice from somebody else and putting it into positive application. I mean, without that, man, without the fact of being able to say surrender and say, I don't know what I'm doing, you know, and ask for help, which I wasn't able to do for a number of years. You know, I'm one of those guys that definitely is not a one-way chipper by far, you know. But again, man, it's one of those things where you, if you don't figure that out, if you don't put that stuff down, and it's, you know what, it's something I'm going to battle with, and I battle with on a regular basis, you know, trying to keep my pride and ego in check. You know, a good friend of ours recently had some time, about 8 years, and just came back into the program after a short-lived outing. And it's one of those things where you got to remember that you don't have a handle on the horns. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's right here like a little devil on your shoulder.
Just waiting,
yep. You know, and it's the genie in the bottle, too, you know. Once you uncork that bottle, you let it loose. And I remember poignantly when I had tried to get into a program and I'm at a meeting and this guy says, come on, let's go out of my pickup truck. We'll go do the first three steps. And I said, I got to go wash my car. You know, and it was like nighttime.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't, my life wasn't unmanageable. It was just, you know, I was doing something. I was living in a halfway house at the time. And you know, the 6 months after treatment, they recommended to do some kind of residential to kind of get a transition going back into home life. But a hurricane came in 2005, and I said, I'm back home. And once I got home, I was off to the races again, and it was crazy.
No, it's one of those things where you let the monster out of the cage. You know, I tell my sponsees that all the time, and can't get them back in.
All right, we're going to go to our second break here. So, again, we got the Rockers and Recovery Fest coming up November 3rd through 6th. And come see you back here in a few minutes.
The things I did to just not feel the pain.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit holisticlifestylesradio.com. It's the hottest new addiction recovery mega community on the web, Rockers in Recovery. Music, news, interviews, events, and festivals with an insider's angle to the rock and roll industry. All backed up by artists who are in recovery and support recovery. Featuring dozens of rock legends like former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts lead guitarist Ricky Bird, Richie Supa of Aerosmith, and tons more. It's a worldwide music and media festival at your fingertips. Get inside the rock and roll recovery scene with a click of your mouse. Click rockersinrecovery.com. That's rockersinrecovery.com.
Hi, this is Laura Best with Hyperbarics RX, and you can visit us online at hyperbaricsrx.com. We offer everything hyperbarics, so whether it's a custom oxygen system, an oxygen concentrator, a portable hyperbaric chamber, a custom clinic system for a doctor's office, or a hospital. If it's hyperbaric, we can provide the consulting, the equipment, the training, the certification, everything that you need to go along with it. You should definitely check out our website again, and that's www.hyperbaricsrx.com, and you can contact us at 877-589-9998. Again, that toll-free number is 877-589-9998, and look forward to answering your questions and helping you with your hyperbaric equipment, systems, training, and treatment needs. Thank you.
No Matter What Productions proudly present the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest. Recovery rocks with 4 days of camping, music, meetings, speakers, fellowship, and fun all in one place. That's Sugarloaf KOA Campground, Mile Marker 20 in the Florida Keys. November 3rd through the 6th, 2011, of course. Tickets on sale now, 305-296-4726. We have a super group for you, too, all on one stage Saturday night. Ricky Bird of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Woody Eastman of the Delft Wagons, Christine Ullman of Saturday Night Live, Liberty DeVito from Billy Joel, Kasmin Sultan of Todd Rundgren's group, Jeff Casey of Southside Johnny, Chris Anderson of Asbury Jukes Horns, Neil Pauly of Asbury Jukes Horns, more names to come, and Mike Vito, 2010 Billboard Music Awards Song of the Year, and Mark Levlin, main stage MC Friday night on Recovery Comedy Act. Be there.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
All right, we're back. Back to that nice 4 minute Marlboro break.
Well, I picked up some bad habits.
So, what's going on with everybody tonight? It's kind of crazy out here. All this rain we've been getting, and then all of a sudden it dried up when it was supposed to be wet today.
Not even so much the rain that was so, you know, so bad, but the wind. I was driving home last night from the property. I was out late visiting a new check-in. It was, I don't know, it was goodness, that would be almost 2 o'clock in the morning, and just the wind blowing my car all over the road was absurd. I mean, it was a little scary.
Yeah, well, I'm under the great adage that the higher gas grows, the gas prices go, the less people that are on the road, which I'm enjoying very well. But now the gas is going back down, they're back on the road again.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, last night, you know, on Saturday night, there was plenty of cars on the road. I think I was the only sober one on 95, though.
Yeah, I mean, what was it the other day? I was also saying to myself, I said, if we could just get all the people without driver's licenses or valid driver's licenses off the road, what a nice commute it would be back and forth to work.
And Mike wouldn't be able to drive anymore.
That's not true. I have a valid driver's license. Don't be silly.
In this country?
I do. I'm a citizen.
Yes, you are.
I am a citizen. Citizen of the United States of America.
No longer in threat of being deported.
No longer in threat of being deported. That's one of my biggest fears. Being a representative first step and going into the court systems, and every time I had to address a felony case, the judge would say, you know, that if you're convicted of a felony, you may be deported. And every time I would step up in front of the judge and I'd hear these things, I'd absolutely cringe, because being a Canadian citizen coming down here when I was a young child, I never became an American citizen. I thought there was no need to give up my Canadian citizenship. But with my history and my track record, you know, any small thing now, I can't even imagine going back to Canada.
But this is Florida. We love Canadians.
Yes, we do love Canadians.
Yes, we do. You know, I almost miss them, you know, to come back down here, you know. In fact, I love all tourists. You know, as long as we got tourists, we're not going to have a state income tax.
Yeah, well, you say that now, but wait until November, December, when all the roads are clogged up and you can't get a seat at a restaurant. And, you know, we like not having the tourists here as well.
Yeah, I apologize to all the service workers out there for all the Canadians that are going to come down and eat at your restaurant.
Yeah, well, it also provides such a great income for our area, and that's important.
No, Canada's a great place. I love going up there. It's it's hard to believe that you can go up there and everybody's just so darn friendly up there.
Yeah, it's a different ballgame. I like going to the meetings and have somebody visiting from out of town or from another country, or getting the opportunity to, you know, talk to these people, usually the old timers who go around and visit different groups and stuff. You know, it's always neat to get a new perspective on what somebody's doing in another part of the country. It's always, you know, a different conversation, but it's always based on the same idea, the 12 steps and sponsorship and you know, giving back and doing service. And, you know, that's the amazing thing. That's what I love to hear about when the old-timers come to the meetings.
Yeah, I don't, you know, hopefully I'll become an old-timer someday.
I don't think I'll live long enough to become an old-timer, unfortunately.
Well, you just had a big party, I think, didn't we? It's back in January for you?
Yeah, 10-year anniversary. Absolutely amazing. My sponsor is still appalled at the fact that I had a 10-year anniversary party. He's expecting me to go out at any moment now.
Of all places, at the Police Benevolent Hall.
Yeah.
You were a guest. And not in handcuffs.
Absolutely. It's unbelievable. They would rent us there all. What I would have done with that opportunity 15 years ago in my active addiction, boy, we would have turned that thing upside down.
I think that place used to be a lake 10 years ago.
Yeah, it probably was.
Oh, boy. Wow, what a night tonight. I know that things are tough out there for a lot of people. You know, I got some friends back at the Sober House that are struggling through some times. You know, family and personal issues that they really have a hard time with. And, you know, you have that sense of not being in control is really hard to swallow at times. You know, even myself in certain situations, you know, I'm not in control. You know, I have to basically just throw my arms up in the air and surrender and, you know, and sometimes accept that things are for what they are. How do you handle things that you can't control, Mike?
Well, you have to practice, you know, your program. And the one thing you have to always remember is that you're not in control. You know, that's a faith issue. And it's, you know, when you give it to God and you turn it over to your higher power and you discuss it with others and, you know, you keep having your problems and you keep having them every time you discuss them with someone. And just inevitably, you have to turn it over. There's no way to, you know, the minute I think that I'm in control, really, is the minute I'm on my way out the door. It's not a reasonable process. I didn't get sober by myself. I'm not going to be able to stay sober by myself. Life is going to life me, and there's going to be situations that come up in life. You were talking about that earlier. How do you deal with the unexpected? You know, there's no way to answer a question like that. You know, when you work in a process of recovery, you have to follow the rules. And the rules are the same for all of us. You know, this isn't about what I think. This is about doing the next right thing, keeping myself out of it as much as possible, discussing with another alcoholic, and turning it over to your higher power.
Acceptance is the answer to all my troubles today.
Acceptance is the answer to all my troubles today. And I can't forget that selfish self-centeredness is the root of all my problems today. You know, whenever I find some person, place, thing unacceptable to me, you know, I know that I have problems coming. You know, and I gotta accept that situation as being just the way it's supposed to be. You know, and that's my relationship with my higher power. And let's face it, I'm one of those people who get got on a regular basis. You know, it's easy for me to get upset, but you know, I have to be able to deal with that in an appropriate fashion. And thank God, that's what this program has taught me. I wouldn't have lived as long as I have had I not been given that opportunity through this process, through good sponsorship, through the, you know, the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, the 12 steps, you know, working at the Sober House, being at the Sober House, dealing with newcomers on a regular basis. You were talking about earlier about repetition being the mother of all skill. These are the things that just pattern me to get through a day.
Yeah, I had a hard time in the beginning with acceptance. You know, I always thought that acceptance was, that's just the way things are and you have to live with it. You know, then when I, you know, would get further into some literature and stuff and reading and understanding, I found out that acceptance is basically acknowledgement of facts of a situation, then deciding what you're going to do about it.
It's one of those things, acceptance for me, man, and it's one of those things where it was practice. Because in the beginning, I didn't accept anything. You know, it was like a little baby, okay? Things didn't go my way, and I was upset about it, and it was unacceptable to me. You know, it's one of those things that come through practice. You know, it's not one of those things that you just turn on. They'd be like, oh, you have to practice acceptance, and I get super angry about it. you know, due to the fact that, what do you mean? I don't even know what that looks like. Okay, I want it, and I want it now, you know, and it's over time, man. It's, you know, Mike hits it on the head, man. And the relationship with your higher power, that things are the way that they are because that's the way that they are. That's the way it's going to go. Now, you know, depending on things coming up in your life and things happening to you, is, you know, your reaction is going to be what, you know, is going to gear what direction that's going to go for you. You know, when I find myself going against the grain and not taking things as they are and doing the next right thing regardless of what my circumstances are, because truth of the matter is, hard times fall on everybody, unexpected situations fall on everybody. So, you know, when I first showed up, I wasn't equipped to dealing with it, you know. And, you know, as you move forward, man, you take those things in and you do the next right thing regardless. I have sponsees I talk to all the time. They call me up crying, like I used to call you up crying, Mike, about the, you know, the circumstances of my life and how horrible they were, you know. And it's one of those things where, okay, even though it's bad, you do the next right thing and the next right thing will happen.
You get that new pair of glasses to kind of see life
through. Yeah, new pair of glasses, which didn't come quick. You know, at the beginning, man, was, and you know, life, it's still not simple and easy. And I don't know much about much. I just know a little bit about what I was taught, you know, and by practicing this thing and doing what I was told, and like Mike said, making those phone calls to the ones that have come before me, you know, I've been able to carry on this long.
All right, we're going to take our next break here. Again, we got the Rockers and Recovery Fest coming up on November 3rd through 6th. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Hi, this is Laura Beth with Hyperbaric Rx, and you can visit us online at hyperbaricsrx.com. We offer everything hyperbaric, so whether it's a custom oxygen system, an oxygen concentrator, a portable hyperbaric chamber, a custom clinic system for a doctor's office, or a hospital. If it's hyperbaric, we can provide the consulting, the equipment, the training, the certification, everything that you need to go along with it. You should definitely check out our website again, and that's www.hyperbaricsrx.com, and you can contact us at 877-589-9998. Again, that toll-free number is 877-589-9998, and look forward to answering your questions and helping you with your hyperbaric equipment, systems, training, and treatment needs. Thank you.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network.
Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
No Matter What Productions proudly present the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest. Recovery rocks with 4 days of camping, music, meetings, speakers, fellowship, and fun all in one place. That's Sugarloaf KOA Campground, Mile Marker 20 in the Florida Keys. November 3rd through the 6th, 2011, of course. Tickets on sale now, 305-296-4726. We have a super group for you, too, all on one stage Saturday night. Ricky Bird of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Woody Eastman of the Delf Wakers, Christine Ullman of Saturday Night Live, Liberty DeVito from Billy Joel, Kasmin Sultan of Todd Rundgren's group, Jeff Casey of Southside Johnny, Chris Anderson of Asbury Juke Horns, Neil Pauly of Asbury Juke Horns, more names to come, and Mike Zito, 2010 Billboard Music Award Song of the Year, and Mark Levlin, main stage MC Friday night on Recovery Comedy Act. Be there.
It's the hottest new addiction recovery mega community on the web. Rockers in Recovery. Music, news, interviews, events, and festivals with an insider's angle to the rock and roll industry. All backed up by artists who are in recovery and support recovery. Featuring dozens of rock legends like former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts lead guitarist Ricky Bird, Richie Tupa of Aerosmith, and tons more. It's a worldwide music and media festival at your fingertips. Get inside the rock and roll recovery scene with a click of your mouse. Click rockersinrecovery.com. That's rockersinrecovery.com.
Well, I picked up some bad habits, and they kept me running hard.
All right, we're back for our last segment here tonight. I guess we'd have to call it John Hollis. So, yeah, and hey, John, if you're listening out there, we got talking about your past and your future, which is a beautiful thing. Anyway, this is Randy from the First Step Sober House. I got my friend Mike and his buddy Anthony here with me, and we're just trying to figure out where we're going to go with this show for the last 9.5 minutes we got going on. So in this last segment, you got any parting thoughts about what you got coming up and how you're going to work things through life?
Well, fortunately, I have some vacation time coming up, and I'm really looking forward to that. I've been blessed with the opportunity to spend some time with my family and my wife and get out of town and kind of recharge the batteries. And, tomorrow morning is another day at the courthouse, and, I'm looking forward to getting back to work. I always do at the beginning of the week, as much as I like to cry about it, but nevertheless, for me, it's just like you said, repetition. My sponsor told me a long time ago that this disease has a hard time hitting the moving target. And for me, it's just doing the same thing over and over again. I enjoy that aspect of my life. I'm very patterned, very habitual today, and that works for me in a positive environment with recovery, going to meetings, working with new guys, working over at the Sober House. For me, it's truly a blessing. I've had the opportunity to do that now for a considerable number of years. And, a good friend of ours just came back into the program. Unfortunately, he had to do a little bit more experimentation. And I'm really looking forward to getting an opportunity to spend some time with him. And, where the direction's going, it's the same direction it was going yesterday. And that works for me.
And I know that for me, working over at the Sober House, it is a blessing, that I got the opportunity to have a job like that at that point in time when I had completed the program, because I really didn't have a direction of where I was going to go. And I thought, well, this can only amplify what I need to learn and how much more I need to learn it. And it's come to such an extent that even Chris keeps telling me, he says, you remind me of me. I used to sit here and do all this work all the time. And I said, well, now you get to go have the fun,
I remember the day that Chris spent those countless hours behind that desk and the faces he would make and how hard it was for him. He spent so many hours, in the background doing stuff that other people wouldn't do. I remember those days and how frustrating it was. You know, you were talking about Richie. Richie held the level of the limelight, and he got a lot of credit for a lot of things. And just like today, you know, the people up in the front often get credit for things that, you know, that other people do. And, you know, Chris is one of those cases that he's up there today and he's, you know, doing the right thing. But I remember the old days when Chris was sitting in front of the computer typing all the letters, working those diligent hours, coming in when guys were making mistakes, and, you know, how hard it was for him. It's nice he has an opportunity to really drive the ship today instead of just sit behind it.
It's definitely an interesting job sitting behind that desk. You know, I get multitudes of family members calling me up and saying, you know, can you help my son? Can you help my daughter? You know, X, Y, Z is in a jam, and because of this and that, what should I do? And then they like the attitude when I give them. I said, well, I can give them some 10.5-inch therapy if you are unwilling to do it. I said, we'd be more than happy to do that. Well, how much does this cost? I said, well, it's not as bad as you think, and we're not going to make you pay for it because they're going to have to pay for their own recovery, because recovery is not cheap, especially when you have to try and work on it on a daily basis. It takes hard work. It takes time. It takes emotional pain that you have to get through over and over again. And I deal with these family members all the time, as well as the individuals that call me up, you know, desperate and trying to seek something out. You know, and we know the weather's going to be changing here soon. People are going to be getting even more desperate. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the holiday season coming up, because that's definitely going to bring a lot of pain for a lot of people.
Wow. Unfortunately, pain does bring all great deal of people into the rooms of recovery, and I wish that didn't have to be the case. You know, I hit my bottom in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, not coming in for myself, but coming in for others, and being given the opportunity and education on the steps and the literature. And when I realized that I was an alcoholic, you know, it was go through the process time. And unfortunately, I think a lot of the times we see people coming in the rooms, it's a very trendy thing to do, unfortunately, nowadays. You know?
So I just got a question texted to me by one of our listeners. He said, what's the three most important things you can do to stay sober after 5 years?
What was his opinion on that? I would love to know, because I know it was his sponsor actually asked the question. What are the three most important things in order to do to stay sober today?
Yes, after 5 years.
After 5 years.
That counts me out, because I'm only working on my fifth year.
You're in your fifth year.
Yeah.
Well, for me, it's always the same thing. It's go to meetings, work with others, and practice the principles in all my affairs. It's pretty much that simple. That never changed for me. That's from day one till today. You know, my sponsor wants to ask me, when do you get sober? When you start the steps, when you finish the steps? You know, it's a question. You know, I didn't know what I didn't know until after I completed the steps. Of course, putting down the bottle was the first thing I had to do. But at the same time, my life was changing leaps and bounds through the process. And by the completion of the 12 steps, I was a different person. And that's when my recovery really started, because that's when the accountability was starting to occur. That's when I had the opportunity to practice a level of responsibility. And with responsibility and accountability, I was given responsibility to deal with. The truth of the matter was, I had no experience doing that. Today, with time, and you have to have time to have time, you know, I get the opportunity to do things at a higher level, things that I couldn't do in early recovery. And so many times you see so many new people in recovery biting off more than they can chew instead of just keeping it simple and doing those simple basic things. But the bottom line is, I have to keep it simple, even with over 5 years of recovery.
And yeah, what was it, Friday night, we were in the office, we were late at night, and you said, play, these times are changing.
Yeah, times, they are changing.
All right, we're almost wrapping up here tonight. So, Anthony, how are your times changing?
My time's changing. I'm completely and utterly blessed in life. That's the truth of the matter. And you know what? I came into this thing not knowing what it was looking like. Fearful, scared, but I knew I was done, because that pain you guys were talking about was the best thing that ever happened to me. The pain created humility for me to ask for help, and I finally got the help. When I finally became humble enough to, you know, to do what I was told instead of what I wanted to do. Things started changing. I mean, by the grace of God, I'm one of the younger gentlemen. You know, I'm 27 years old. And by coming and doing the next right thing, practicing the program, I have a beautiful home, a beautiful girlfriend at home named Jessica. I have my own business, you know. I have a life beyond my wildest dreams, you know, and it wasn't easy in the beginning. And, you know, for the guys out there listening or guys or gals listening that are in the beginning and they're in that scared, you know, spun backwards state and don't know what to do, you know, and Mike was saying, don't take too much on your plate, you know, to get a sponsor, do what they tell you. You know, that's what worked for me. And that's a scary thing to hear. It's a hit to your ego, you know, but it's the best thing that ever happened is when I finally listened instead of talking.
Yeah, well, for me, it was when the times changed when I just stuck my hands up in the air and said, you know, thank you. I was actually thanking that plantation police officer. I said, does this mean it's over? Yeah, it's over. Yeah. You know, this is it.
And saved my life.
You know, that third time in jail in 1 year was enough for me to say, I can't believe this is over.
Yeah, awaken.
Finally.
It's like, well, you know, I woke up in a hospital, and they told me you were dead 5.5 minutes on a bunch of machines. You know, and that's what brought me back in, because like I said, I wasn't a one-way chipper. And humility, man.
Well, we're about wrapping it up. You know, we got the Rockers and Recovery Fest coming up November 3rd through 6th. Again, shout out to Ed Canatelli and Ed Canatelli Builders. And again, John, if you're on the way around here, we appreciate the time and using your space up here. And, you know, we wish we could see you up this way more often.
Sure to miss you, John. Look forward to seeing you, buddy.
All right. We're going to sign out. Y'all have a good night.
The things I did to just not feel the pain.
Here's hoping you're healthy and wealthy. South Florida's Health and Wealth Radio Network, AM 1470, WWNN, Pompano Beach.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is All Points Bulletin with Broward Sheriff Alan Burry, brought to you by the Broward Sheriff's Office, the largest fully accredited sheriff's office in the United States with over 5,800 employees. If you have questions about the program, please call 954-831-8900. That's 954-831-8900. Or go online to www.sheriff.org. And now, today's program.
Welcome, South Florida. Welcome to All Points Bulletin with Sheriff Al Lamberti. I'm your host, Sheriff Al Lamberti.